This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
We've got the lady that runs the Riverside Centre. I think that's the correct terminology.
But, what, lady?
Yeah, lady. No, you run the... Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you.
Can we say your last name?
You can.
Good. It's Catherine Batchelor. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Look, first of all, congratulations, because you've been here a couple of years now?
2 years, just gone, just had my anniversary. Nobody noticed.
Congratulations. We notice.
Thank you.
Because we notice there's a lot of change in the building. It looks so much better, so much cleaner. There's lots of new signs everywhere.
Thanks, Ian.
It looks vibrant. It really does. Well done.
Great, thank you. Appreciate
now,
it.
Now, one of the reasons why we wanted to get you in, because we wanted to talk about what the Riverside Centre does.
Right.
So...
it's a confusing thing, what the Riverside Centre does, and there's lots of misconceptions because we've been so many different things over the years. How I describe it now is we're a community venue. So we have lots of... well, we have 7 different sized rooms to hire on an hourly or a weekly or a daily basis. And we do that to raise money for Community Action Isle of Wight. We're all the same thing. But the Riverside Centre is the commercial side of the charity. So we raise money which pops back into the pot that funds the projects that Community Action do. So when we hire out the main hall, for example, for weddings and parties and things like that, all that is about making money to go back into the pot for Community Action. So as well as room hire, we've got tenants such as yourselves permanently in the building. So we've got yourselves, we've got CTEC, Paragon, Carers Isle of Wight, Shared Lives, Swan Advocacy, and Scale Up Music Tuition. So they're our permanent tenants. And again, it's the same thing. That all goes to money in the pot to support the projects that Community Action do.
Oh, it's incredible, because some of those names that you just mentioned there, I didn't know who they were, where they are yet. But
they're all here.
I know the carers are like our neighbours.
Yeah.
And I think there's so many other things that are going on as well. So many companies that you mentioned yet. Maybe we've got to go in and introduce ourselves and maybe get them in and talk about what they do as well.
And our latest tenant, sorry to interrupt, our latest tenant is the NHS musculoskeletal team, their physiotherapy department, who aren't... they do some bits up at St Mary's still, but they've got 2 rooms from us, so there's a very good chance if you're sent for a physiotherapy appointment, you'll be coming here to the Riverside Centre.
The wife's been in recently.
Has she really?
Yeah. Yeah, she came in last week.
Did she enjoy her experience?
She enjoyed her experience to a point, yeah. Some of it was painful, but it's supposed to be.
Yeah, no pain, no gain, Ian.
That's exactly right. What other organisations are actually involved? Because you've got people that, as you mentioned, that they're here all the time, but there are other, I would imagine, organisations that are in, floating around, they come in for certain things on a regular basis.
Sure, so we've got... well, today is a good example because the Give Blood lorry is with us today. So they'll be setting up a blood donation service in Trafalgar. That's our biggest room. So they come in roughly once every couple of months. We have organisations like Applegate Breast Cancer Care, Prostate Cancer, Veterans Outreach, all sorts of organisations that provide a community service. We've got the Lighthouse Clinic coming in, the NHS pop up all the time doing various different bits, welfare checks. Good place to look actually is our own website. We list all the events and regular things that occur on our own website. We upload those to Google Events and Facebook as well, but our website's a good place to have a look for who's coming in and when.
I was going to ask you about the website. You got to just type in something. What's the address?
The Riverside Centre.
Yeah.
.org.uk.
.org.uk. Easy. Okay, yeah. It's all there. You mentioned blood. Can you just turn up and give blood?
No, I don't think you can. I think you have to be registered to give blood, and you have to go onto the NHS website to do that and find out when the lorry's here next. And I think it's oversubscribed massively. There's always a waiting list.
Oh wow. And I would imagine same thing for the you've got a dentist.
Oh yeah, there's DentAid, but that's again, you have to be referred, I think, to use the DentAid service. So it's not any old Tom, Dick and Harry can just walk in off the street.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a referral service.
All right. You mentioned 7 rooms to...
yeah.
I know that you've got the big room.
The big room can take 300. That's got the stage and the bar. off that room, there are two others that are separated by bifold doors hidden behind curtains.
Right.
So if we open all of that up, we can take about 400 people.
Wow.
Just in those three rooms
together.
Didn't
know it was that many.
Yeah. That's standing room, obviously.
Yeah.
You pile tables in, people are sitting down and eating, the numbers reduce. But if it's standing room only, yeah, we can take a fair old whack.
Okay, so that's perfect for if you're having a, you know, a party.
I'm not sure I know anybody that has 400 friends. Quite unlikely. See, but yeah, you want to have a party in 500 people.
Yeah, if it was me, you wouldn't need to open those doors. In actual fact, we're going in that smaller room that you're just about to talk about, because I'm sure there's other smaller rooms as well.
Yeah, so our smallest room takes just four people. That's used quite frequently for people that are just having one-on-ones or interviews, organisations. Donkey Sanctuary come in quite a lot and do interviews. Next size up seats six, and then we start going to 20, 60, 40, and then the big room. So, yeah, there's lots of different scope for...
Lots of different things, reasons for hiring a room.
And all the rooms have projectors in them and all the equipment that you might need for boardroom-style meetings. And we set the room... It's like a big hotel. And we'll set those rooms up depending on who's coming in and how they want it. Some people want tables in a boardroom style. Some people just want theatre-style loads of chairs. So our girls every day turn those rooms around just like it was a hotel and get it set up for the bookings that are coming in every day. So, yeah, you could have a room with nothing in it. You could have a room full of chairs, full of tables. Yeah, we're flexible.
Fabulous. Do you like the cooking side of things as well?
Yeah, so we've got our own commercial kitchen. I think back in the day, people may remember, there was a restaurant. And as you come over the flyover, or the dual carriageway rather, there's a brown tourist sign that says Riverside Restaurant. And I think before COVID, what we now call our little London room was a restaurant.
Yeah.
So because of that, it's not anymore. It got killed off during COVID. But as a result of that, we have quite a substantial commercial kitchen. So for many of our meetings, of people are having the NHS or the council, for example, they'll book lunches as well for people. So we cater for lunches, we'll do buffets, that kind of thing. And the same for parties at the weekend.
Oh, so, brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, you can always tell whether, you know, a place is doing well by the car park, the amount of people in the car park.
And there are. Could just be that the car park's too small, Ian.
It could be. There are times when it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
well, if you factor in how many people work here permanently,
yeah,
then that's probably half the car park taken up before anybody else has even arrived.
Well, so you say work. You were mentioning earlier on, do you have a lot of volunteers? People come down and volunteer and do stuff?
Yeah, we do. So that's part of the our work with Community Action, is to give opportunities to people that perhaps have been out of work for a long time and need a bit of confidence or want to gain some skills in an area that they just don't have any experience in. So, for example, our reception desk, we staff entirely with volunteers. Our desk is open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. so that's a lot of people. And people, when they volunteer, they only want to do a couple of hours here and there. So that's, at the last count, we had something like 12 volunteers who cover the reception desk. And likewise, we use volunteers for the gardening, although you might not think necessarily we have a garden here, but because we're built on an old gasworks, all of our beds and borders are raised. So we have two or three sometimes volunteer gardeners who come in and tinker in the beds, do a bit of weeding and get the place up together. And again, it's a great place for somebody that wants to move into gardening, because you're on show here, and the amount of people that will walk past you when you're here and see what you're doing, and that you can then say, I look after the gardens at the Riverside Centre. For anybody looking to move into that area of work, it would be really good to have on your CV or to put us down as a reference, because everybody can see us.
Brilliant. And no one's ever used the term tinker in the beds on this show. So that's the first. There was something that I saw very recently. A young lad that used to be on the 4Ps, used to go to St George's School. Now he goes to college. And he was, I looked at him through the window. He's with a crowd of young people. They're all wearing like high-vis jackets. They were painting the steps.
Yeah, so that's a small cohort of newbies at the college. I think they're on the foundation course. So they haven't committed to what actual course they're going to do at the college, but they've left school So they've been coming down every Wednesday and doing what in old money used to be called odd jobs. So painting the fronts of the steps so nobody goes base over apex.
You cleaned that up, didn't
you? So they've painted all the steps. They've sanded back and put some oil on all the benches out the front. I was particularly excited for them to do that because I'd noticed the other day there were little plaques on all the benches, which were so grubby and haven't been looked after. So I thought I'll get them in to sand down all the benches and then we'll get some oil on them and then we can get the Brasso out and polish all those plaques, only to turn out the plaques are actually plastic.
Oh, right.
So they look exactly the same now as they did 4 weeks ago. But the benches have been oiled, which is nice.
No, nice. It is. It looks so, so different since you've taken over. So, you know, credit to you and the team as well, because it really is. I mean, it's an important place, isn't it?
It is. And I hadn't realised when I started just how cherished it was by so many different people. And lots of people have different views about what it is, what it should be or what it was, but it's an important place to a lot of people. So I feel quite proud to be looking after it, and I hope we're going to take it in the right direction. But it has to be a commercial entity because it's got to at least wash its own face, and it's a big old building. And any extra we can do on top of that is a bonus for Community Action and the work they do.
No, brilliant. No, good for you. I mean, it's fabulous. What are you working on now? Big, you got any things, you know, working on that's big, something in the pipeline that, you know, you might think this will go down really, really well? Or you know, because you can't sit still, can you? You can't do nothing. You've always got to be looking for the next big thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me then? You're not
gonna... I haven't got anything.
No, nothing at
no.
all. All right, so... That fell flat then.
It did fall flat, yeah.
I'm guessing you've got a festival coming up soon, so you play a part in that?
No, certainly not.
Really? All right.
I think we have done in the past. I think we've opened what used to be the restaurant.
Yeah.
Tried to flog a bit of beer to passers-by. But, no, I think the general consensus is it's not the great money-making opportunity that you might think it is.
Right.
For us to open, and bear in mind staffing costs are ridiculous, so that's a no.
Okay, so if you are a volunteer and you want to help out, or you want to find out how you can do more and maybe get on board at Riverside Centre, what is the best way of getting in touch?
Well, volunteer opportunities are on our website. There's a tab along the top after the home tab that says volunteering for us. So any opportunities are generally posted on there. But we also work with the Isle of Wight Volunteer Centre, who again come under Community Action. That's run by a lady called Sandy Chiganani. So any volunteering opportunities will be posted on there as well.
Okay. And what about if you wanted to, I'm guessing it's the same way, if you wanted to hire a room, you know, for your party that you haven't got enough people to fill the hall because you haven't got enough friends, which would be me. You know, it's same thing, I guess you go through the website.
Yeah, absolutely. Or just give us a ring, 594400.
Is that the number now, is it?
It is.
All right, just
that's
do it again.
That's a new thing.
Just, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the telephones.
We didn't have a phone number until about 6 months ago, 9 months ago.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's really strange because I think that probably up to about a couple of years ago, we used to get phone calls and people used to say, is the Riverside open today?
Mm.
So we were sort of the closest, I guess, that you didn't have a phone number. They phoned us to see if you were open.
Yeah.
And so on. It's almost like, is that 591? No, it's 592. Well, can you nip next door and have a word and say, are you open?
Mm.
So that's just do that number again. That's really weird.
594400.
All right. And that number's important. Who answers that phone?
Sometimes me.
Right, okay.
Sometimes my girls,
okay,
my team.
They'll know exactly. So, right, we want to volunteer, we want to book a room.
Yep, anybody that answers that number will be able to help with any of those inquiries.
What other things have we forgotten about that you do that people would need to phone that number? So just say, for instance, if I wanted a DBS check.
Yeah, technically it's not that number.
Right.
594400 is the number for the Riverside Centre.
Yeah.
A DBS check would come under Community Action.
Okay.
Isle of Wight. So they're in our building, they are part of us, but that's kind of a separate thing.
Okay, but if you wanted a blood test, if you wanted to sort your teeth out, yes, they are sort of here, but you don't phone the Riverside for that.
You don't, no. We don't have access to patient data or any of that kind of information, so you'd need to contact the NHS, the physiotherapy department, Dentaid, the individual organisations, but all of their numbers are on the events which we list on our website. So you can search by the date. And if, for example, you wanted to, were interested in giving blood, if you just clicked on the Give Blood, it would launch the event and all of their contact details are listed there.
Oh, right. OK, that's helpful.
Thank you.
So we know that we're going to be you're going to be coming in, hopefully on a regular basis. But more importantly, our Thursday afternoon team are going to be focusing on events that you're going to be holding here that you want to promote.
Yeah, great.
Do you know of any off the top of your head, or have I put you on the spot?
Oh, spot again. It's twice now.
Leave it to them then, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, brilliant. It's great to spend some time with you, it really is. And can I congratulate you on being the funniest ever person to come in and be interviewed for the very first time?
Oh, good Lord. Yes, yeah. Thank you.
So you got
and I was
back
on best behaviour.
Well, you were to a point.